Hello, this is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. Bruce, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I got a message here from Nikki. She's just a little unclear about the website and a couple of things. Now, I know that you had said in our conversation earlier today that your wife definitely does want to build out the website for your company and that we don't need to build a website for you, right?
No, we decided we don't want a website.
You don't want a website at all? Like, she's not going to build one and we're not going to build one either?
No.
Okay. Well, that could hurt your quantity of phone calls that you would get. Most people do like to look at a website. I mean, we would be able to build one for you at no cost. Is there a reason you wouldn't want us to do that?
I have a different question.
My wife's here. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect.
What is this about call tracking?
So Google actually encourages call tracking. It's a phone number that is routed through Google, and all of the calls are recorded, all of the information, the content. That way it's easy for you to access through your tracking system. If you miss a call or if you miss information on a call that you took, you don't have to call that person back. Everything does route, though, through to your phone number, so the calls do still come directly to you. That is something that Google is encouraging for most of our clients. It's something that we include at no additional cost.
So is this Splash through Google?
We are a Google Premier partner, so Google will only make these phone calls to businesses that have, like, 100 locations or more. It's the nationwide or regional chains. For anything less than that, it's the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google Premier partner. We've been around since 2004. We've been part of that Google partnership program from the very beginning, which goes back about 10 years. And it is designed specifically to help small and medium-sized businesses get a higher return on investment advertising through Google. So we do follow Google guidelines, and everything is Google compliant. That's why, you know, like I said, we do include websites for our clients that don't have one. We do include tracking numbers at no additional cost because that's what Google recommends. Of course, that's going to not only get you more phone calls, but help you know exactly where those phone calls are coming from. Now, there's no additional cost for either the tracking number or the website, and we are more than happy to include that at no cost. We do know it's going to mean more phone calls and more opportunities coming to your business.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. If Bruce were younger and really trying to get his business going, that would be agreeable. He's
okay.
73.
I know.
He's got enough customers now to keep us afloat, and I'm not quite sure how he got hooked up with this, but I don't think it's a good idea. Personally, at $249 a month, it's just really more than we can A, afford. You've already taken the $249 out of his account, and we have not gotten anything for it yet, but it's not something that is a good fit for us because he's a single,
one man
show. Owner operator, and it's a one man show, and I completely understand that.
At this point in his life, in our life, he should be retired. So he picks and chooses what he wants to do, the jobs he wants to take. And I really don't believe this is a good fit for us.
I understand that, and Bruce did share his concerns too.
I don't want to waste your time on a company that you're not going to be really doing anything with, because, like I said, he's already got customers. He's working on the biggest job he's ever had in the 50 years he's been alive.
I am aware of that,
and so I want to know how he gets that $249 back in his account, and, you know, because this is just not something that is going to work for us. If we were bigger, if we had more other helpers, but he's, like you said, a one-man show, and this is not something that is a good fit for us. And like right. I said, I don't waste your time.
No, I understand that. No, and I don't feel that you are wasting our time. And I've had these talking points, and we've had the discussion with Bruce already. I'm very well aware that he's on the biggest job that he's ever gotten, and you know, that he is a one-man show, and you know, he did still see a value to at least getting a few extra opportunities here and there. You know, he describes himself as maybe semi-retired or not even yet to that point, but he is still looking to stay active and be able to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for him. He also did think that this would be beneficial for you to help him to continue to run his business. But I mean, I definitely understand your concerns. I mean, that's why we pushed out the billing, why we did reduce the cost of the service. I mean, if you're able to handle a little bit more work here and there and pick and choose the jobs that are going to be profitable for you, it's really designed to be more than profitable at that reduced rate of $249.
So what is the normal rate then, if that's a reduced rate?
$399.
Oh, good Lord, no. Honey, we can't afford that. No, we can't even afford the $249.
That's why I reduced the cost, and it's not going to balloon back up to the normal cost of the service. We're just making it affordable because we know you're not looking to conquer the world. You're not looking to take on a ton more business. But with the calls coming to you, being able to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be profitable, I mean, that's the lowest rate that we offer for the package that covers your service area and gets those phone calls coming your way. It'll never go up even a penny more than $249. It is still month to month. You know, your next payment, I pushed the billing out to November 9th. We have not gotten anything started yet, which is why you haven't seen those calls coming your way. It's a very young account. We're still trying to finish the client interview and get everything set up here. And it is still month to month. There's no contract. You can pause it if you get more work than you take on. We don't charge you when it's paused. If you absolutely want to stop the service, we certainly can do that. But like I said, it's more than a month out, you know, November 9th before there's even another payment scheduled on this account.
I asked him to do that.
My personal opinion is it's not something we should even move forward on. That's my opinion. You're going to do what you're going to do, dear, and make a decision.
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't be smart.
Okay, Paul.
So, you know, like I said, if this is something you want for your business, I know when we talked earlier, you said you're leaning towards it, you want it, your wife's still a little hesitant, and after speaking with her, you know, getting it directly from her, I certainly understand her reasons for it. But I mean, these are things that we have already discussed, and like I said, you did still want to move forward with this. Is that still the case? We certainly can finish your client interview, and we can get things going for you. The website's free. The tracking number is free. You know, I'm doing what I can to make this affordable for you, give it the time to work for your business so that you are able to take on a little bit more work here and there. And I mean, like I said, I kind of went to bat for you here with my experience and expertise and longevity with the company. I kind of pulled the strings that are available to me to make this and keep this as affordable for you as I can. And even push out your billing. So, I mean, if it's something you want to move forward with, I'm more than happy to do that. I think we'll win her over if we get the chance to do that.
Well, one part of me wants to say, I think when I listened to your speech for the third time, because I was impressed with it the first time, but I thought that was a little more money than I could afford to put out. And then when I got this money that I just received for doing my business.
Sure, of course.
A lot of money out for advertising or anything like that. So it sounded like a good investment. And, but then what I failed to realize at the time when I agreed to it was that my wife's health is not very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking if you could push it out to December, maybe if you can't, you can't. I'm thinking if things go well, I could maybe get this job done by November, and then I'll be free to take on jobs. Because, you know, I'm not out to, like you said, I'm not out to make a killing or be even rich. I just want to, be comfortable like most people, be able to go out to dinner once in a while, put gas in the car.
Of course.
Pay the rent. So if I have to do three jobs a month to pay the $249 and I get three more jobs that I get to profit for myself, I think it's a worthwhile deal. We don't know yet how it's going to work out, especially without a website. And my wife doesn't like the tracking idea. And I'm just old school, and I'm happy with the way I have it now with the phone number that I have. And even though you're saying, well, you're paying $249, it's included in the website, and you're also included with a tracking number. I don't know if there's an extra charge for the extra number or not.
There's not. Nope. It's like I said, it's exactly $249 and not even a penny more. And that's an exact amount that would stay with you as long as you keep the service. So, you know, everything is included, and we're just trying to make it affordable and keep it simple and straightforward for you.
Yeah. Then the other thing is, do I want to be in the doghouse or
you know, I don't know that you do, and I don't want to put you there. I mean, it's clear that your wife doesn't think this is a good idea for you. And, I mean, whether you do it or whether you don't do it, it's not going to be life-changing, right? I mean, you've got the big job. You've got, you know, enough jobs trickling through that you're going to be all right with it. And like I said, I wouldn't want to put you in the doghouse, although it will keep those jobs coming your way. You know, there's really no reason to have your wife be upset about this. And I certainly understand her request, which is to cancel the service and refund the $249.
Yeah, that's what she would like. And,
what do you want to do?
Well,
I'm not trying to twist your arm. I can accommodate either case. If you want me to cancel it, we'll refund your money, and it'll take 24 to 72 hours for it to hit your account. Your wife won't be mad at you. And then at the same time, you know,
yeah.
It's completely up to you if you want us to move forward with this. I already did say that we could do that, get it set up, get it started, pause it after that if you need us to. And I think that's why you wanted to move forward.
Yeah, and I know you've exhausted yourself beyond what you normally have to try and go through to get an account with somebody, and I appreciate that. I'm sorry putting you in this position, but anyway.
You don't have to apologize. It's okay.
Laughing at myself, I feel like, you know, I don't know if you watch a lot of game shows, but my wife watches a lot of shows, and I feel like deal or no deal, to say, okay, we'll have a deal if we do this, and we won't have a deal if we don't do that. And then I watch Shark Tank a lot, and they have the counter offer. So
I hear you.
Counter offer is I probably the smartest thing to do to make my marriage stay like it is, because we're going to be our anniversary 30 years in October, which is October.
Congratulations! Yeah, that's impressive.
Was thinking that you said you could put off my next payment till November the 1st?
November 9th.
Okay, what would it have been otherwise?
It would have normally have been October 26th. So I pushed it out 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, my wife's probably thinking, well, we need money for our honeymoon. We're not on a honeymoon. Never had a honeymoon.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I mean, like I said, I'm just here to accommodate the needs of your business. I mean, She obviously is clear on what she wants you to do and told you to do what you want to do one way or another. I'm just trying to find out what that is, and I'm happy to accommodate it one way or another. Either way, whatever you want to do moving forward here, I'm just here to help.
I appreciate you, and I feel bad that I used up a lot of your time, and you know.
No, it's okay.
On the short,
bad at all.
If you don't take the deal when they offer it to you, you lose it. So,
that's 100% true. And I think in life, it's not the decisions that we make that we end up regretting, because worst case scenario, it's a lesson learned and an experience that we wouldn't have had otherwise. I think it's the opportunities that come our way that we talk ourselves out of. And then the what ifs and the you never know what would have happened if we had made that choice. I think that's the ones that stick with us that we end up regretting at the end. So, I mean, I know this is an opportunity for you to get your phone, keep your phone ringing. I know you're not starving for work, and you know, I know you're close to retirement or semi-retirement, but I think from the very beginning, you were clear about the fact that you did want to continue to get calls coming your way, and you saw this as a great way to do that, and that is still the case here, you know. So, on the other hand, you know, we can cancel it out and refund you and move on with our day. I mean, that's totally up to you.
Okay, let's do that, and I'm going to ask. If you say no, I'll be disappointed, but I'll know that I lost out or a chance. Because right now, my wife, we were down to one car, and with my full check, I got $20 in the bank, and I bought the car. So the check, which is over per month, which might be $7,000. I can say, I have wiggle room, and let's say it's February the 1st. I have the money. I've got the time. I got my vacation I needed. I'm going to call back. Ready to do it now. Is that possible, or did I lose out?
Well, anything's possible. You know, there are reasons that these positions reopen. Could be something just like this, where the spouse doesn't agree to it, or someone who didn't talk to their partner. I mean, I've had someone who didn't have that big contract, but got it right away, and then says, you know, I'm not going to need your services, at least for the next several months, and they end up canceling for that reason. So, I mean, we're just here to help, and, you know, like I said, there are reasons why this position may still be available. You definitely do, or your wife does have emails from me. I am going to, send you my contact information right now, and that way you can save it on your phone. And when it is better timing, you can certainly reach back out to me. I'll see what I can do, okay? But now, on the other end, like I said, we're going to cancel your account today, refund that. You should see it as a pending transaction by the end of the day. You can call your bank and see that it is a pending refund. Of course, bank to bank, it might be anywhere from 24 to 72 hours before you see that 249 hit your account, but it should be, you know, worst case scenario, maybe on Monday, Tuesday, that you see that money back in your account. Okay? So you can use it to celebrate your anniversary.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking with you. You're very good at what you do. And I just hope that I can make it happen with her permission and say, look, she loves to do scratchers. And I say, this life is... So I want to take the gamble. Maybe you don't. You don't have to worry about it because I'm the one doing it. I need her to get her surgery done so that I know she helped for all that.
That's important too. And she needs to know that you're supporting her at this time, you know, that you're behind her 100%, that you still value her opinion. And that's the most important thing, you know. So you guys cherish what you have right now. And last thing I'd ever want to do would be, you know, the guy that puts another guy in a doghouse. I've spent enough nights on the couch myself. Nobody wants to be there. Absolutely. Like I said, you're going to get a confirmation email that the account's been canceled, And then, like I said, check your bank. You should see the funds back in there within 72 to maybe 24 to 72 hours. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Okay.
Thank you so much for being so understanding. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Tell your wife that you believe in her wisdom and that you went with her decision. Okay.
She'll love me more than she already does. Okay.
That's all I'm looking for here from this. And I hope that's the case. I'm sure it is. Well, you take care. You have a great rest of the day. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Appreciate you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.